shall receive power. April 6th. Looking for treasures. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. In our day, the church has been to a great degree content with the surface truths of Revelation, made so plain and easy to be understood, that many have thought these supplied all that was essential, and in accepting them, they have been content. But the Holy Spirit, working upon the mind, will not allow it to rest in indolence. It awakens an earnest desire for truth uncorrupted with error and false doctrines. Celestial truth will reward the diligent seeker. The mind that is really desirous to know what is truth cannot be content in indolence. The kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. He buys it that he may work it, plow up every part of it, and take possession of its treasures. It is the Holy Spirit's office to direct this search and to reward it. The searcher, while digging the field, finds leads of precious ore of which he seeks to estimate the value, and he sinks the shaft deeper for still more valuable treasure. Thus, many a rich lode is discovered. The gold fields of the earth are not so interlaced with veins of precious ore as is the field of Revelation with leads that bring to view the unsearchable riches of Christ. The Lord would have every one of His believing children rich in faith, and this is the fruit of the working of the Holy Spirit upon the heart. From the heart, the Spirit works outward, developing a character that God will approve. What a vast field of the treasures of truth did Christ add to the domain of faith to be appropriated by His disciples! We need greater faith if we would have better knowledge of the Word. The greatest hindrance to our receiving the divine illumination is that we do not depend on the efficiency of the Holy Spirit.